Welcome.
In today's meditation, we will work with the fourth and the fifth wisdoms in this series. So that's the wisdom of emptiness, working with the pranavayu to transform anger. And then the wisdom of discrimination and the udana vayu to transform stupid liking. So we have a precaution here. When we work at the anahata chakra, we must be extra careful to remain comfortable, light, and happy. So if you feel even a slight restriction in your breath, go to the expansive feeling of the open blue sky within you. This is the practice of the empty shell. Or try to feel the smile at the corners of your lips. Or focus on lengthening your exhales. Stop the pause between the exhale and the inhale. Most important, to remain comfortable and happy and relaxed. So let's begin. Get into a comfortable posture for meditation that you can hold for the next 30 minutes. Your spine is straight. Your whole body completely relaxed. Your whole body completely still. Find the nadi of the anahata chakra. And let's get in touch with the pranavayu. The pranavayu swirls and moves outwards down the arms from the nadi of the anahata. When the rider of this wind is stupid dislike, irritation, anger, fear, or violence, this wind flows heavy, tight, restricting, choppy. This wind banging on the pipes of our subtle bodies does so much damage. Try to feel the circuit of the pranavayu. As you exhale, the wind swirls outward from the nadi of the anahata, simultaneously down both arms. And at the bottom of the exhale, the pause. And then inhaling, it returns up the arms, back to the anahata, simultaneously. And at the top of the inhale, there is a pause. If you feel completely comfortable and relaxed, in the pause, Listen. Try to hear the song of this inner wind. For this meditation, we will visualize this wind in its pure form. It is sapphire, indigo, in color. So relax into the sapphire wisdom wind at the neigh of the Anahata. Breathing the blissful wisdom of emptiness into the central channel. Allow your mind to fall into stillness. Tell yourself, I cannot be shaken from my meditation on the absolute nature of things. This is the fact that the world around me, even my mind and thoughts, are empty, like a blank white movie screen. In the silence of my mind, I hear the words, I am the wisdom of emptiness, the unshakable yogi. I am unshakably at peace in a deep state of stillness, focused on emptiness. I use the blissful wisdom of emptiness to clean away any of the following thoughts that I feel or might feel in the future and have felt in the past. I use it to purify all the violence in my heart. I use it to purify all the violence in my world. This wisdom catches and transforms all the thoughts, words, and things I wish never came to me. To everyone, whoever was, will, or ever be, or is unjust to me now, accused me, blamed me, or criticized me wrongly, invaded my personal space, or stole my things. Disrespected me and passed me over. Yelled at me. Used foul language towards me. Hurt me with their words. To everyone who ever insulted me, labeled me in a negative way, shamed me, spread misinformation, or outright lied about me. Used physical threats against me. Attacked me or left me feeling powerless and fearful. To everyone I ever argued with, every friend, lover, spouse, child or parent, to even those who inspire anger in me on sight or thought. To every disappointment that ever came to me. For every instance where I lacked control. For every moment of fear from anger directed at me. Every moment of helplessness. When harm comes to those I love. for every moment of unhappiness and every moment of sickness. I remain unshakable in the wisdom that there is nothing in my world not coming from me. I am the peaceful shelter for every angry, violent mind raging on the winds of stupid dislike. I am unshakable in the knowledge that I created you and every other living being and thing. And the pain I now feel it all comes back to me. It returns to me like a letter I forgot I wrote to myself. With the wisdom of emptiness, I slay the real enemy, my own anger. When I slay this true enemy, I know the letters I send to future me. Will be exquisite, beautiful messages of peaceful, loving wisdom. Staying in the center, I ride the purifying sapphire wind, the color of indigo. The wisdom of emptiness, the emptiness of all forms of wisdom. Focused on emptiness, I calm those who are stressed. I soothe those who feel nervous. I bring peace to those who feel fear. I stay in the knowledge there is no me, not coming from me. I stay in the knowledge. There is no mind not coming from me. All that appears comes from me. My body, my mind, my thoughts, my world. I do not run from what appears. I do not pacify it or ignore it. I transform it with the wisdom of emptiness. Now take your focus from the nadi of the Anahata up to the Vishuddha Chakra. We will now work with the wisdom of discrimination and the Udana Vayu. Feel the Udana Vayu, a ruby red wind coursing upwards. Through the whole head. When it is stuck, it feels as though there is a bubble that won't dislodge from the throat. When it's stuck, it triggers the eyes to run with tears of frustration. It brings tension to the mouth, the muscles of the jaw and face. So bring your focus now to the nadi of the Vishuddha Chakra and begin the practice of chakra breathing here. Try to sense how the Udana Vayu drives outwards to the things we desire. Constant grasping to outer happiness. When it's out of control completely, it stumbles from pleasure to pleasure. Never satisfied. Distracted, restless, and uselessly busy. Always craving more, wanting something better. I can find no end to the things I desire. When discriminating wisdom rides on the Udana Vayu, it illuminates and clarifies exactly the fact that all things are coming from me. It perfectly distinguishes between what is ultimately real and what appears to be real. This is the ultimate wisdom that understands there is no quality in anything that I desire that is not coming from me. And what appears to be real is a lie. I am a limitless light. Shining with truth. Perfect understanding of my limitless creations. I am magnetic. A powerful display of the reality of all objects. Using the power of this wisdom, I slay all lies. I slay deception of all kinds. I use the purity and power of my voice to teach others. I teach how to purify addiction. appreciating the complete lack of any quality in everyone and everything. I shine my ruby light of discriminating wisdom on all the habits that ever hurt anyone at all. I shine this light with deepest empathy . My wisdom calls to all those who've lived in shame to bask in this light. I have the 64 sounds of perfect speech. I am charismatic in words and actions. And I use that power to transfer knowledge in a clear, elegant, and beautiful way. I am a perfect teacher. I captivate the minds of others. I display the extraordinary beauty of all objects. I live in my personal paradise and invite you to join. I am the yogi of limitless light. I see all living beings living in the paradise of their dreams. I see all living beings focused unshakably on the wisdom of emptiness. You can release now your focus on the breath at the Vishuddha chakra. Take a long exhale and a deep inhale. Open your eyes and take a stretch.